It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Well, first of all, happy first day of spring. We finally made it. Spring is here, at least in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, they're entering autumn and moving on into winter. So hooray for being in the northern hemisphere right now, because I don't know about you, but I am ready for a bit of spring. Let's start with a look at our marine weather forecast, and then we'll talk about a ship that a lot of people noticed on the river yesterday here that appeared to be spewing smoke into the air. But first, our forecast. In our marine weather forecast, high pressure offshore will weaken over the next couple of days. A more active weather pattern will develop for the latter half of the week as a low pressure system approaches our region. And this is going to bring rain back into the forecast as early as Wednesday. The forecast for today, southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the southwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swell 6 feet high at 13 seconds apart. Well, today I'd like to answer a listener question about a ship that a number of folks saw on the river yesterday that seemed to be spewing a lot of visible smoke out of its smokestack. Various people commented on Facebook about it, concerned about air pollution, and I got some questions about it as well. It turns out that this situation is directly related to a really interesting topic about reducing air pollution from ships. But first, to answer that question directly, it was an MSC container ship, one of many from that container line, MSC, that are calling on the river here lately, headed for container berths at the port of Portland. And what people saw coming out of the smokestack of that ship was primarily steam, emitted by scrubbers installed on the ship to filter some pollutants out of the ship's exhaust. We see this, what appears to be exhaust smoke, sometimes on the river now with older ships. It's a result of all ships having to comply with an international ruling that took effect in January of 2020 called IMO 2020. IMO refers to the International Maritime Organization, which regulates global shipping. IMO 2020 required ships to do one of two things as of January 1st of that year: either burn low sulfur fuel to emit less of this kind of pollution, or to install scrubbers to filter the exhaust to meet the new requirements. Newer ships have been designed to burn the newer, cleaner fuel. Older ships can't burn it because their engines are not designed for it, but they can install and use scrubbers to accomplish the same thing. So it's a relief to know that the ship in question here was emitting less air pollution than it was, say, 5 years ago. And I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about IMO 2020, which did not get nearly the press coverage it should have back when it first took effect. Around that time in late 2019, I did an interview with now-retired Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. He explained what was about to happen then with regard to this new slate of international shipping regulations. The cost of this conversion to low-sulfur fuels was borne by the shipping companies themselves. Here's a clip from that interview with Captain Johnson.
IMO 2020 is going to put worldwide sulfur oxide limitations. So sulfur oxide is a harmful substance. It affects human health. It can cause respiratory symptoms, lung disease from the atmosphere, and it can lead to acid rain, which is harmful to our forests and aquatic species. And a study by Nature last year found that ship emissions with current sulfur limits caused about 400,000 premature deaths from lung cancer and cardiovascular disease, as well as 14 million childhood asthma cases around the world every year. After these new regulations go into effect, those numbers are going to be approximately halved. So it will have a big influence on the health ramifications of the pollution that ships create.
So the important takeaway from this is that ships are now emitting significantly less of at least one type of air pollution, sulfur oxide, than they did previously. That doesn't make them non-polluters, but it's better than it was. And some studies have shown that those sulfur oxide emissions have been reduced by 85% since IMO 2020 went into effect. So while this is great news, it's also a bit of a mixed bag. Let me explain. There is still some sulfur oxide being released into the air, just a lot less than before. But according to the marine science journal Frontiers, IMO 2020 has no significant impact on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which include carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. And regarding ships that use scrubbers, there's been some criticism of them because they dump the scrubbed chemicals overboard, and so instead of adding to the air, it's being added to the ocean. Now, the number of ships with scrubbers will decrease over time as old ships are replaced with new ones that can burn the newer, low-sulfur fuel. However, according to the science publication The Lancet, reducing sulfur oxide without simultaneously reducing CO2 could potentially contribute to global warming. In fact, spraying sulfur oxide into the atmosphere has been proposed as a geoengineering strategy to cool the atmosphere by scattering solar radiation to reduce surface heating. But sulfur oxide is toxic and deadly, which was the reason for reducing it in the first place. So as with most issues, there's no free lunch here. This is a complicated matter that will only be solved by segueing to other types of fuels to power ships. There is growing momentum in the shipping industry to design greener ships, and I've discussed some of those alternatives here on the show, including some that hail back to centuries ago, like sailing-assisted cargo ships that are augmenting the ship's engines with electrically operated sails. So we should see more progress in this area in the future. In fact, shipping companies will have to improve, whether they like it or not. In July of 2023, the IMO adopted their 2023 IMO GHG strategy. GHG means greenhouse gases, which includes a target of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by or around 2050. So IMO 2020, which was responsible for what you saw on the river yesterday, that steam from the scrubbers coming out of that smokestack, IMO 2020 was and remains a big step toward cleaner shipping. And in the meantime, if you see a ship on the river spewing smoke, it's mostly steam, and it's an older vessel that had to install scrubbers on board to comply with the newest rules. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.